came time for him to marry his daughter off, his only daughter. And of course, he was very excited. He finally found the proper shidduch, and the entire shtetl was very excited. And he went about setting aside a date, the wedding hall, and everything that may go along with a wedding in the shtetl in Bratislava. On the invitations that he sent out to all his friends in the shtetl, he wrote the following: the wedding will be held such and such a date, such and such a time, right at the Kotel. Please be there on time. And then there was a little asterisk, and he looked down at the bottom and said, and if by some chance the Mashiach doesn't come by next week, it'll be here in the shtetl in Bratislava, and you're all invited, please come. That was the ruach. That was the spirit of our people throughout the Galut. And it's important, before we begin hearing the Divrei Torah, that are kshurim, that are tied, part and parcel of Eretz Israel, that we leave this room. We're not here. We're not good. We're not really here. We're not in Israel. There happens to be a particular part of us that temporarily happens to be on 91st Street. We have this Papa Ruach. We'll be able to understand what we're about to hear. I had the distinguished privilege, Kiryat Arba, Hebron, Eretz Israel, a distinguished privilege of having our personal Shechter Shlita with us over the summer. And as a Magid Shiur in our yeshiva in Kiryat Arba, I did not have the schus when I was here in America, Rav Shechter, and I feel very privileged of having spent Elul Zman and hearing several of the shiurim. No doubt one of the distinguished Talmudists and halakhists of our generation. And it is my great honor and privilege to introduce our first shepherd.
Regarding the mitzvah of Aliyah today, many of you must be familiar with the comment of the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos, where he quotes the pasuk from the end of Kumish Bamidbar, where the Torah tells us the Yerushalayim also the Yishavtim Bo, and the Ramban understands that this pasuk is to be counted as one of the Tariag mitzvahs, one of the 613 mitzvahs of the Torah, the biblical mitzvah that contains two parts. Number one, the Yerushalayim also, to conquer Eretz Yisrael, to take hold of the government of Eretz Yisrael. And number two, there should be a Jewish government. And number two, the Yishavtim Bo, that all the Jews in the world should live in Eretz Yisrael. The mitzvah, the Yerushalayim also, the mitzvah to take over the government of Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah harabim. It's a mitzvah that's mutal on the tzibur. The Jewish nation has to do this. An individual Jew can't do this on his own. And the second mitzvah, the Yishavtim Bo, is a mitzvah that's obligatory on every individual Jew. That's a chayrus ha-yachid. One can fulfill the mitzvah of Yeshiva of Eretz Yisrael, you can live in Eretz Yisrael, even if it's under the non-Jewish government. Let's say all the Jews would move to Eretz Yisrael and it would still be under the British or under the Arabs or whatever, belong to the PLO, something like that, Rahman al-Atzman. So you would have the mitzvah of Yeshiva of Eretz Yisrael, but you wouldn't have the first mitzvah of the Yerushalayim also. Ramban is clear that these are two distinct parts to the mitzvah. Regarding the mitzvah of Yeshiva of Eretz Yisrael, that we have a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Shabbos quotes a dispute, two opinions among the poskim, quoted from the Knesset HaGdolah on Hilchos Shabbos, whether this mitzvah is only fulfilled if a person lives there, it's Yisrael b'kviyas, he lives there for good, or even if a person just tours there, it's Yisrael and is only visiting. The Pashto says that it only applies when a person lives there permanently. But one opinion in the poskim is that even when one only visits there, it's Yisrael, he has a partial kima mitzvah. Full kima mitzvah he certainly doesn't have unless he lives there permanently. The Shabbos Bali has a partial Kima Mitzvah. So some poskim are of the opinion that there is a partial Kima Mitzvah based on the Gemara and the Yom Kippur. The Gemara says that whoever walked by the Ramas Beretz Yisrael as in Mechilas Avonim. So you see that something is accomplished by visiting Eretz Yisrael. Just parenthetically, the Pnei Yehoshua has a very pertinent comment on that Gemara, which many of the later Mefarshim quote. What do you mean when a person walks 4 Amos in Eretz Yisrael has Mechilas Avonim? I mean, the person could be the most anti-religious Jew in the world and he gets Mechilas Avonim. So the Pnei Yehoshua quotes, no. There is a din that Yom Kippur is Mechaper Avonim. So there is a machlokes in the Gemara whether Yom Kippur is Mechaper without doing tshuva. Let's say it comes Yom Kippur, the person doesn't fast, he doesn't deserve Yom Kippur, he doesn't believe in Yom Kippur. So we pass from Halacha that Yom Kippur is not Mechaper unless the person does tshuva. So Pnei Yehoshua says the same applies to the person who walked Dalai Lama's Beretz Yisrael. True, it is Mechaper, but it's only Mechaper. And the person does tshuva. Just like Yom Kippur is only Mechaper with tshuva, so the walking in Eretz is also only Mechaper if the person does tshuva. So some poskim are of the opinion that even visiting Eretz Yisrael constitutes a partial kiyum hamitzvah. When I visited Eretz Yisrael many years ago, I heard a shir, I was zeichet to hear a shir from Avzhulki Zechon Levracha, at which time he suggested that this machlokes among the poskim whether visiting Eretz Yisrael constitutes a partial kiyum hamitzvah, he thought that this should be a machlokes between the Rambam and the Raivid, even though they don't discuss the topic at all. But the Rambam and the Raivid discuss a related topic. We thought it was a related topic. In Hilchos Avodah Zarah, the Rambam quotes the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that Chof and Aleph, that we have a din in a chumash lo sechane. One is not permitted to let a goy move into Eretz Yisrael. They live there, they live there. But I'm not permitted to sell a farm or sell a house to a nachri in Eretz Yisrael. So the reason I'm like is the Rambam and the Raivid, what if I allow nachrim to tour Eretz Yisrael, to pass through Eretz Yisrael? So, what is the machlokes depend on? So, Avzhulki Zechon Levracha thought that this was the issue, that the law of Lo Sechane means you're not permitted to let the Nochem do what we are supposed to be doing. So, what are we supposed to be doing? So, if one assumes that we're supposed to be living in Eretz Yisrael permanently, and visiting Eretz Yisrael is a nice thing for the summer, but it's not a Kima Mitzvah, it's Mechaper, yeah, but that's not the Kima Mitzvah. So, then if you allow a Nochri to visit Eretz Yisrael, you're not doing anything wrong, because if we would visit Eretz Yisrael, you wouldn't do anything right. So, if you allow the Nochri to visit Eretz Yisrael, you're not doing anything wrong. But if you should assume that visiting Eretz Yisrael, Al Yidei Yisraelim, is a partial Kima Mitzvah, and that's what the Torah wants us to do, and then the Torah says, Lo Sechonim, don't let the Nachrim do what you're supposed to be doing, so then allowing Nachrim to tour, to visit Eretz Yisrael, would also constitute an Isra of Lo Sechonim. That's why at that time he was urging, it was difficult, he was urging the Israeli government not to encourage Nachrim to tour. They didn't listen. Regarding this mitzvah that the Ramban explains, regarding this mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael, one could raise a question, does it really matter what motivates the person to move to Eretz Yisrael? Let's say a person is already, a boy is 35 years old and he doesn't have a shidduch yet. And a girl is old and she doesn't have a shidduch yet. She figures, look, they already met all the people in America, they may as well try their luck in Eretz Yisrael, so they move to Eretz Yisrael. Unless there's someone has difficulty in Parnassi, can't make a living here, so if he says, well, go to Eretz Yisrael, maybe he'll have a hatzlacha there. whatever. If a person goes to Eretz Yisrael for some purpose other than what motivated the person to go to Eretz Yisrael, was not so much l'shem mitzvah, he doesn't do the mitzvah l'shma, he does the mitzvah shalor l'shma, but he knows that there's a mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael. Does that take away from the kima mitzvah? Normally we say the yorim yasukar matarim mitzvah shalor l'shma. The Gemara recommends it. That's what Rabbi Chaim Volozhin explains in the Sefer Avshachan. We always recommend that people should fulfill the mitzvahs. Even shalom l'shma. There's nothing wrong. We always recommend it l'chatchila. We have a few instances where we insist that l'shma is necessary. The Gemara has cases where we say g'dol aver l'shma. A person is sometimes permitted to do in rare instances. The Gemara gives you rare cases where the person is allowed to do an aver l'shma in order to gain something great out of it. So the Gemara says that's only if he does the Aver L'shma. But if he does it for his own penis, then it's not allowed. Or the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, that kol ha'oskim matzibu yoskim ba'im Hashem Shamayim, that a person who is involved in askonis, let's say a person founds a yeshiva, a person founds an organization or something. So if you're doing something that's not written on the books, it says in the Chumash you have to shake the lulav, and you have to learn Torah, and you have to dab, and you have to say Krishna. So it doesn't matter if you do it shalom l'shma, not so good, but it doesn't say in the book that you have to found an organization and you have to go make a yeshiva and to make a shul and to go publish a sefer and to be mechadish for the shetar. That doesn't say. It says you have to learn. It doesn't say you have to be mechadish. So what if you do something that's not what it says befeirish? So there, the poskim explained there, you have to have dafka l'shma. The person does askonis. Askonis means he goes and he makes a demonstration in front of the Russian embassy and says, why is he making a demonstration? Because he wants to meet some girls who are going to be at the demonstration. It's not that he's going because he really wants to protest the issue. So So the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos that you're not, that's not proper. When a person is doing askonis, he has to do the Shema. When he's doing a mitzvah that's written in the Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't have to do it with the Shema. When he does something that's not written, then he has to do it with the Shema. That's how the Netziv has a tshuva like that. We distinguish between learning Torah as opposed to being mechadish Torah. When a person learns Torah, he's doing what he's supposed to. So even if he learns Torah shelo l'shma, so that's permissible. That's recommended also. But if a person sits down, he wants to be mechadish Torah in order to be kind of Hashem. He wants to publish a sefer in order that everybody should know who he is, and then he should get a better position, or he should get a shidduch or whatever. So that's not allowed. The person is mechadish Torah shelo l'shma. That's an issur. Whenever a person does something that's not mefurish in din that he has to do, that has to be lishma. Oh, when a person does aver lishma, that's also not mefurish in the din that you have to do that. The aver lishma is a special, it's an exception to the rule. So that has to be done lishma. But based on the regular clothing, we ought to assume that living in Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah like all the mitzvahs. It's written in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Rambam, in the Gemara. The feirish din, you have to live in Eretz Yisrael. So what should make a difference whether the person's interest, whether the thing that motivates him to go to Eretz Yisrael is the mitzvah, Yishuv Haaretz, or the reason that that he chooses to go to Eretz Yisrael is because of Parnassah, because of some other purpose. So there is an interesting tshuva of Shlomo Kluge has. He has a shaila about a couple who were living in Europe, and the husband had difficulty making a living, so he decided he wanted to move to Eretz Yisrael. His wife didn't want to move from Russia to Eretz Yisrael. So the question was whether the husband has a right to divorce his wife without paying her the ksuda. Mishnah says the ksuda is at the end of ksuda. The husband decides he wants to go to Eretz Yisrael and the wife wants to stay behind. So that's grounds for divorce. The husband has a right to divorce his wife without paying her any ksuda. So if Shlomo Kluge passes in this case not. This, the thing that motivated the husband to go to Eretz Yisrael was Parnassah. And if he would have been making a good living in Europe, the husband himself admits he would have no desire to go to Eretz Yisrael. Nobody else was going on his dates over 100 years ago. So therefore, he passed in such a case, since the motivation was shalom l'shma, the husband cannot be kohen for the wife. Then it is a very big chiddush, a difficult chiddush. Why shouldn't he be able to be kohen for his wife to go along? So what if he's doing a shalom l'shma, but l'maaseh he wants to do the mitzvah? The Mishnah says that if the husband wants to do that mitzvah, the wife wants to do this, is grounds for divorce. The one who doesn't want to go along is considered as responsible for breaking up the marriage. It's a difficult chiddush, but that's where Shlomo Kluge is mecharish. The Gemara tells us the greatness of this mitzvah, famous Gemara in Gittin in the first parak, that this mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is so strong, is so chashuv, so chomur, that we allow Amira L'Nachri on Shabbos. Normally we don't allow Yisrael to do malachas on Shabbos, we don't even allow Yisrael to ask a Nachri to do malachas for him. But for the sake of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, we are mater Amira L'Nachri. The Gemara says, if I want to purchase a field or a house in Eretz Yisrael from an any Yehudi, and it will require ksiva the Shabbos, I myself am not permitted to write on Shabbos, even for the sake of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, but I'm permitted to do Amir L'Nachri, to ask the Nachri, to write the Shtam Echad B'Shabbos. There is a major machloikis among the Achroinim, between the Tashbetz and the Rivosh, exactly which mitzvah is the one which is Doiche Amir L'Nachri here. The Rivosh is of the opinion that it's the mitzvah of Kibush Haaretz. It's the mitzvah, the Ramban pointed out, there are two parts to the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, one is V'Yirish Temos and one is V'Yishav Temos. Yirish Temosa means you should get hold of the land. Yishav Temosa means you should live in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rivosh is of the opinion that it's the mitzvah of the Yirish Temosa, which is Doiche the Amir L'Nachri over here. Because I'm buying the land from the Nachri, so this is a partial mitzvah of Kibush. Real Kibush Eretz Yisrael means when you take up the whole Eretz Yisrael. Here I'm taking over part of Eretz Yisrael. I'm buying a land, I'm buying a piece of property from an Eini Yehudi. A partial mitzvah of Kibush Eretz Yisrael. And Tashbetz disagrees and thinks that it's not so much the mitzvah of the Yirish Temos of Kibush Eretz, which is Doiche the Amir L'Nachri, but it's rather the mitzvah of Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael. To live in Eretz Yisrael, I'm buying the area from the Nachri where I will be able to live there. The Nachkemina will be, the post can point out. Let's say in the following case, I live in Chutzal Eretz, and the only way for me to arrange my tour to Eretz Yisrael is to go to a ticket agent who sells tickets, who's only open on Shabbos. The only way to get it done is to ask the Nachri, yes, I'll go to the ticket agency. The only way to get my way to Eretz Yisrael, to live in Eretz Yisrael, is to violate Amir L'Nachri. I have to go to a goy and ask him to be Mechal Shabbos, I might be here to arrange for my nesiyah to Eretz Yisrael. So in this situation, I want to violate Amir L'Nachri for the sake of living in Eretz Yisrael, but not for the sake of Kibush Haaretz. There isn't even a partial Kibush. He's just going to get me a ticket to go to Eretz Yisrael. And I live there in a yeshiva, I'll stay there, I'll get an apartment. I'm not getting anything from the Nachri. When you have territory that belongs to a Nachri and you purchase it for the Nachri, They say there's a partial mitzvah of kibush haaretz. So if you're not gaining any new territory from the nachrim, just that I will be, instead of me being a chutz laaretz, I will be in Eretz Yisrael. So that's only a mitzvah of yeshivas Eretz Yisrael, but it's not a mitzvah of kibush haaretz. So this is the machlokes between the Tashbetz and the Rivosh, which chelik of the mitzvah is the one which is doicha amira and nachrim. It's Mimdein, he quotes in the name of the Rabbi Mimdein, quotes in the name of the Yerushalmim, like the Rivosh, that it's mitzvah kibush haaretz, which is doicha amira l'nachri. Because the Tzimdein quotes the Yerushalmi as saying, why is it permissible to ask an Achri to write the shtar of the Shabbos? Because Yericho was conquered on Shabbos. What is the mashal that Yericho was conquered on Shabbos? Yericho was conquered on Shabbos means the mitzvah of kibush haaretz. The kibush haaretz is doicha Shabbos. Real kibush haaretz, when you're conquering the whole of Eretz Yisrael, is doicha melacha deraisa. Mamash muhammad b'Shabbos. Here, a mitzvah kibush haaretz, is doicha the Yisrael Rabbanon of Amir l'nach. That's the Yerushalmi seems to support the opinion of the Rivosh. The Emes in Shulchan Aruch, we have a din. Normally, Amir l'nach is never allowed on Shabbos, with the rare exception of Mokka Mitzvah the Rabbin. If you have a Mitzvah the Rabbin, let's say the lights are out in Shul and you want to ask the Nachri to turn the lights on, the people should be able to daven. So if it's a private person wants to daven Yechidus and it's dark in his home, he's not permitted to ask the Nachri to turn on the lights on Shabbos. If you have a whole shul, a whole tzibur, so then it's a mitzvah derabim, so we say, Amir l'nachar is mutter b'mokha mitzvah derabim. What kind of a heter is that? Amir l'nachar b'mokha mitzvah derabim. So some poskim explain that this is found, this is rooted, this heter is rooted in this Gemara. That the fact that the Gemara says that b'mokha kibush haaretz yisrael, which is a mitzvah derabim, it's not a mitzvah saliyot. Kibush haaretz is a mitzvah derabim, we allow Amir l'nachar. So the yisrael advarim is, that's how the Ramban learns on that Gemara in Gittin, in the first parak, that mitzvah derabim is matan Amir l'nachar. If one should learn the other pshat, however, if one should learn the way the Tashbetz learned, that it's not the mitzvah of kibush haaretz, which is doicha amir l'nachri, but rather the mitzvah of yeshivas Eretz Yisrael. No, yeshivas Eretz Yisrael is a chayvus al yachid, it's not a chayvus al tzibur. And nevertheless, it's doicha amir l'nachri yeshivas, so it must be that yeshivas Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah hashuvah. It's not that we should generalize from this Gemara that the mokka mitzvah, the rabbin, amir l'nachri is always mutter. So then one would have to give a different bira, a different explanation regarding the din that the Mishnah Berurah paskens la'alocha, the Hayodim paskens, and many paskens assume that Amir l'nachri is mutter the mokka mitzvah the rabbi. So the Mishnah Berurah himself actually gives a different answer. If you read the Mishnah Berurah carefully and slowly, he seems to indicate differently that normally the Baal Ha'ikar is of the opinion that Amir l'nachri is always mutter the mokka mitzvah in any instance of mitzvah. But we don't pasken like the Baal Ha'ikar. But if it's a situation where it's a mitzvah the rabbi, so the Mishnah Berurah writes a loshen kidai hu Baal Ha'ikar lismacholov. The Kihai Gavna. So the Mishnah Berurah seems to be presenting this Tula in a different light. The Gemara has in Brachas in the first parak and several other places a concept that whenever you have a big Shas Atchak, Kedai Hu Replayin Lis Mechol of the Shas Atchak. Sometimes in rare instances of big Shas Atchak, we rely on the Shita Sayachah, which we would normally not rely on. So here the Mishnah Berurah explains that this is the Yisayla Hetah, that if you have a mitzvah deragim, that constitutes a Shas Atchak. So the Shas Atchak, we rely on the Baluitur, whose opinion is normally rejected. He's of the opinion that the Mokka Mitzvah Amir l'Nachri is always mutter, so normally we don't accept his view. But if it's an instance of a Mitzvah Derabim, and if you'll be Machmer not to be Matra Amir l'Nachri, you'll lose your Mitzvah Derabim. So that constitutes a Shas HaTzak, so we rely on the Baal Ha'ikar. Not that there's a new category on Mitzvah Derabim, that Amir l'Nachri is mutter. No, Mitzvah Derabim, Mitzvah Derachim is all the same thing. But if you have a Mitzvah Derabim that will be lost, that's considered a Shas HaTzak. This is what the Ramban says in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, that there is a pasuk in the end of Bamidbar that has two parts, Yerishtamot and Yishaptimbo, that the first part is a mitzvah derabim and the second part is a mitzvah deyachim. The mitzvah derabim is the Yerishtamot. We should have the control of the government in Eretz Yisrael. And the second part is the Yishaptimbo. Every Jew should live in Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam, in listing off the Midian HaMitzvahs, doesn't mention that pasuk. He does mention this is one of the Tariag Mitzvahs. So the pasuk can discuss this problem. Why did the Rambam omit these two? So regarding the first point, why the Rambam left out the mitzvah of kibush haaretz, some suggest that the mitzvah of kibush haaretz was only a heruah shon the days of Yishuv Benun. So the Baruch told you, Moshe Rabbeinu, to tell you Yishuv Benun, the Yerushalmos, that the Jews should conquer Eretz Yisrael from the Zayin Umas, but it doesn't apply to Zman Hazeh. That's what some poskim suggest. That the mitzvah, you can't say that the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael doesn't apply to Zman Hazeh. The Rambam quotes all the Gemaras. The Gemara says like that. The Rambam says like that. The Shulchan Aruch says like that. But some suggest that the reason why the Rambam doesn't quote this part, that we should conquer Eretz Yisrael, why doesn't he count this as one of the mitzvahs? Some suggest that the Rambam's opinion is that this is only a Hayru Asher. The Maaseh said, this may or may not be the Rambam's opinion, but it doesn't matter because we don't pass from like that. It says, Beferish in the Shulchan Aruch that we assume the halacha like the Rambam. Where is this? We have a din in Hilchas Tisha B'Av. At the end of Hilchas Tisha B'Av, it says, the one who visits Eretz Yisrael and sees Zari Yehuda B'Chorbanam is required to rip free. Harai Ari Yehuda B'Chorbanam is chayv l'kor. It's like Imam. So the Magen Avraham and the Bach and the Beis Yosef and the Mishnah Berurah and all of the Paskim all say Pe'echod, they all say the same Pesach. What is the definition of Ari Yehuda B'Chorbanam? How does one define Korban Ari Yehuda as opposed to Binyan Ari Yehuda? So one might have said that when they're desolate, that's B'Chorbanam, when they're built up. When the Jews living there, that's Binyan Yonah. So the Magen Avraham and all the Paskim and the Mishnah Berurah would say no. That's not the definition. The binyana means when it's in Jewish hands, and the korbana means when it's in non-Jewish hands. If the government of Eretz Yisrael is controlled by the goyim, even if all of Eretz Yisrael is full of Rumi Yidin, that's called Churban Har. And when the government of Eretz Yisrael is controlled by Jews, you have a Jewish government running the land, even if nobody's living there, that's called binyana. So the poskim say that's a definition. Why should that be the definition of binyana and the korbana? So obviously we are assuming that there is a mitzvah that the government of Eretz Yisrael should be in Jewish hands. Otherwise, what do I care? If it's only a Hairah Shor that only applied in the days of Yeshua ben Nun that they should conquer Eretz Yisrael, on the Doros, there is no such mitzvah. So why should gate this mirror whether the government is run by Jews or run by God? So obviously, the Shulchan Aruch, we assume that there is a mitzvah, even the Doros of Kibush Shor. So the question is back again, so why doesn't the Rambam count this? If we should? So either the Rambam disagrees, right? So we don't pass like the Rambam then. Or some suggest that, and Eza is a famous Chul in the other day, but he suggests, no, perhaps even the Rambam agrees that there is a mitzvah Ladoros of Kibush Ha'aretz. And the reason why the Rambam doesn't quote this mitzvah is because he already mentioned this mitzvah. The Rambam quotes the din of Hachrem Tacharime, and there is a mitzvah to wipe out the Zaynumas. So for what purpose are we supposed to wipe out the Zaynumas? We should kill them and we should move back to Chutzlah. So obviously we should wipe out the Zaynumas and we should take over and live in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam already counted the mitzvah, so he doesn't have to count it twice. And Aben Ezer quotes classical traditional poskim who have this klal regarding the minyan mitzvahs of the Rambam. And whenever you have two mitzvahs, and the purpose of one mitzvah is to lead up to another mitzvah, so the Rambam will not count both because that will constitute a duplication. So he only counts the first, and the second mitzvah is included. So when the Rambam writes the mitzvah, Hachrem Taharimim, to wipe out the Zaynumah, so a living in Eretz Yisrael, the Chayik on the Shoma, and Esay, the Loisesa, and so on, so it's understood that the purpose of Hachrem Taharimim, the Chayik on the Shoma, is that we should take over. We should live in Eretz Yisrael. So that's why the Rambam didn't count this mitzvah. On the second point, why didn't the Rambam count the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael? So again, if you say like the Avnei Nezer, all the problems are solved. The Avnei Nezer says the Rambam did count it. He says, Hachem Tachrim, Masachai Kol Neshama. Everything is included. If one should insist that the Rambam didn't count the mitzvah of Kibush Ha'aretz because he felt that some of the Hayrah Shona, they would be sure of the Nun, so how can one explain why the Rambam doesn't count the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael? That the Rambam doesn't hold as a Hayrah Shor. The Rambam quotes all the dinim in the Yad HaZakeh, quotes all the dinim from the Gemara, it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, that it's a mitzvah b'zman hazeh to live in Eretz Yisrael. So here some poskim suggest that the Rambam's opinion is that true, there is a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. It's only a mitzvah with the Rabbanim. It's not a mitzvah in Atayra. So the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvah is only listing off such mitzvahs that are mitzvahs in Atayra. It is not listing off mitzvahs with the Rabbanim. So the halacha lemaisa does make too much of a difference whether the mitzvah is a mitzvah and a tera mitzvah with the rabban. The Jews are maisa nefesh to fulfill, they spend a lot of money to fulfill the mitzvah of hadlokas nerech chanukah, which is only with the rabban, and to fulfill the mitzvah of kriyas hamegillah, just as well as they fulfill mitzvahs deraisa. In fact, most of the mitzvahs that we do today, I think, are only mitzvahs derabban. Most of the dinim are only derabban. Most are not mitzvahs deraisa. So halacha lemaisa, whatever the pshat in the Rambam is, it does make too much of a difference. Halacha lemaisa, we assume in the Shulchan Aruch that these two mitzvahs apply, this man is a mitzvah of Kibush Ha'aretz apply, so harayit and hilchos Tisha B'Av, that there is a mitzvah of Kibush Ha'aretz today, that when it's sold in Jewish hands, it's called the Binyana, and when it's in non-Jewish hands, it's called the Korbana, because there is a mitzvah of Kibush Ha'aretz, this man is a. We assume, either min HaTorah, min HaRabbana, that there is another chelik to the same mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael, this man is a. Either min HaTorah, min HaRabbana. It doesn't make too much of a difference. So how can anybody disagree? So there's no mockery to disagree. So what's the whole discussion in the Pasuk? So the discussion starts based on the Megillah Esther. Megillah Esther is a commentary on the side of the Sefer Mitzvah that was written by a Rav whose mother's name was Esther, who happened to pass away at the time that he finished the Sefer. So he named the Sefer after his mother, Megillah Esther. It has nothing to do with the contents of the Sefer. That was his mother's name. So the Megillah Esther in his commentary on the Sefer Mitzvahs writes the real reason why the Rambam doesn't count as one of the Tariyat Mitzvahs, mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael, is because this mitzvah only applies to the Moisam Moshiach. doesn't apply bizmanim. That's his time. Minchas Alozo, the Mukatcher, who is very anti-Zionist, insists that the Megillah Esther is right. That's the emes. The emes that the mitzvah only applies most on Moshiach, and today, Kozma Moshiach didn't come. There's no mitzvah living in Eretz Yisrael. The emes, this opinion of the Megillah Esther was disputed by Ruba, by most of the Acharim. They say it cannot be. We don't have any mitzvah in the Torah that's going to change the Moshe Mashiach. We only have one. You can't say we don't have any. There's only one mitzvah in the Torah that's going to change, because the Torah itself says that it's going to change. We have a mitzvah in the Chumash to have Ori Miklot. If somebody kills somebody on the Shogrim, so the Torah requires that the murderer should run away to one of the Ori Miklot. So the Torah tells us in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua ben Nun, there were six Ori Miklot, three in Eretz Yisrael and three in Evra Yarden. And then there's a pasuk in Chumash Dvarim that says, Ki Yarchiv Hashem Alakecha is Gevulcha. When Eretz Yisrael will be expanded, then you should add on another three Ori Miklot. Instead of having three and three, a sum total of six, we'll have three, three, and three with a sum total of nine. So the Gemara comments, and the Rambam quotes this in the Halachas. What do you mean, Ki Yarchiv Hashem Alakecha is Gevulcha? When is Eretz Yisrael going to expand? So the Gemara says, that's referring to Moshe Mashiach. It's not a remez. It's not a remez in Moshe Mashiach. That Pasuk is speaking about Moshe Mashiach. When the Eretz Keni, Knezi, and Kamoni will be added on. Originally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gave Avraham Avinu, we were only given the Eretz Zayinim, the land that belonged to the seven nations. And Lo Asid Lovo, the Moshe Mashiach, the Torah promises we will get another three nations. There will be the Eretz of Yudumas, the ten nations. So then the Torah tells us, since Eretz Yisrael will be expanded, and you cannot have Ori Miklot in a Chutzlok, so the mitzvah of Ori Miklot only applies in Eretz Yisrael. If a person kills a Chutzlok, as B'shogeg, he has to run to one of the six Ori Miklot in Eretz Yisrael. So Lo Asid Lovo, the Moshe Mashiach, Eretz Yisrael will expand. So there'll be another three Ori Miklot that will add up to a sum total of nine. But that's the only one exception to the rule that a mitzvah will change the Moshe Mashiach, because the Torah says so. The other mitzvahs, chas v'shalom, we assume the mitzvahs will not change. This is one of the Yud Gimel Ikari Hu Amunah that the Rambam says. The Minchas Alozer writes that the Megillah Esther is right. That this mitzvah only applies to Moshe Mashiach. That's against one of the Ikari Amunah of the Rambam. The Rambam says that none of the mitzvahs will change the Moshe Mashiach. All the mitzvahs of Torah will always stay the same. Except for that mitzvah that says in the Chumash it's going to change. It's a parsha in the Chumash that Ori Miklot will change. We'll have nine instead of six. In fact, there's an interesting medrash. The Alkut Shimoni, the end of Sefer Yecheskel, has a comment on this. There's a thesis in the end of Psochem that the Afyomi people might be familiar with. The thesis in the end of Psochem discusses the Nusach HaBrocha that we recite on Pesach night when we read the Haggadah. So we say, V'namu l'chon of Shira Chadosh HaHalavuko, and another Giri says, V'namu l'chon of Shira Chadosh HaHalavuko. What's the difference between Shira Chadosh and Shira Chadosh? So Tosis quotes this part of this Medrash, that Shira is Lashon Nekeva, and Shira is Lashon Zaha. What's the difference? So Tosis quotes the Medrash that says that throughout the Tanakh, there are 10 Shiros, 10 phrases, recorded in history. Al Yashem Moshe, by Shira Sayam, and Shira HaBe'er, and Shiras Devoira, and throughout Tanakh you have different Shiras. So there are nine that happened in the past, nine Shiras recorded in the past, and then there's a Shir Chadosh Lasid Lovay. All the nine in the past are written by Lashon Nekeva, Shira. And Lasid Lovay, the Shir will be called Lashon Zachar. Why is there a difference between Lashon Zachar, Lashon Nekeva, the past is Lashon Nekeva? So the Medrash says that women give birth to the baby, they become pregnant, then they give birth to the baby, then they become pregnant again, they have another baby, and another baby, another baby. So that's the mashal for all of the gulas in the past. I watch this hand seven times. So that's a mashal for the past, that every time there was a tzorah by Klal Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a gula, but then there was another tzorah. And then he gave another gula, but then there was another tzorah on the way. So the shira was b'lashon nekeva. We're not finished yet. It's going to happen again. But l'asid lava, that will be the gula hasidah. There won't be any more tzorahs after that. That will be like the husband whose wife just had a baby. Then he suffers no tzar later, no chere later. He's happy before or after. He has no tzar at all. So the Shira Lasid Lovoi will be the Shira, not the Shira. So Tosfos has two shittas, and there's a whole filter on Paskin. What should the Nusach HaBrocha be on Pesach night? In the Haggadah, do we say, at that time we will sing the Shira Chadosh of Lasid Lovoi? Or do we say, no, that at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim we said the Shira Chadosh, we said the Shira. It's a discussion in the Paskin. So the Medrash develops this theme in the Alkut Shimon at the end of Sefer Yecheskel. And then he adds on the following. He says that the Mishnah tells us in Ksubis that the practice was Bizmanah Gemara, and Siddinah Shulchanot, that we don't follow today. that when a girl gets married, so the father gives her hisa nechasim. He gives her 1/10 of his total savings as a chasna matana. Even if the father's not alive, the Beis Din has the right to give this amount of money from the Yerusha, even though only the son's Yerusha and the daughter's on Yerusha. You have the right to give this amount of money to the daughter who's getting married, because we assume if the father would have been alive, he would have wanted to give hisa nechasim. So in the case, the Jewish nation is considered like an akeva, like a bas, not like a bein. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us at that time Zayinuim, Eretz Zayinuim. Why? Because the ten the seven is 1/10 of the Shiva Umas. Sukkim always speak of, Midrashim always speak of 70 nations. So 1/10 of Eastern Achas and 1/10 of 70 nations is 7, so the Baruch Hu gave us 7 nations. But like the Lovi, we will no longer be like an Akeva, we'll be like a Zacha, so we'll get a real Yerusha. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that time will give Eretz Kenik Nizi Kadmon. That's time of Matana to the daughter when she gets married. Get a real Chelik of Yerusha. Who are the other people getting the Yerusha? So there's no one else getting the Yerusha. But it's Alderach Moshe. So about the love of the soul, be like a Bein, not like a Bas, and we'll get more Yerusha. So in the Chumash, this is the, according to the Rambam, we assume as a Yisrael in Amunah, this is the only mitzvah that will change the Moisa Mashiach. We assume no other mitzvahs will change. So it's very difficult. Not difficult, but because it's to say that you have a din in the Torah that only applies to Moisa Mashiach. It's not true. There's no difference between Moisa Mashiach and today, Allah Shibin Malchi is Bilvad. Maybe Nisim and the floor is different. But not to say the mitzvahs are terrible change. That's one of the Yugimli Kori Homo. What then? The Minchas Alaza has a different time. More difficult. Minchas Alaza says, the Chumash tells us HaKadosh Baruch Hu is punishing the Bnei Yisrael by sending them into Golos. So if the Baruch Hu is punishing us, how are we allowed to run away? How are we allowed to go back to Eretz Yisrael? He's punishing us. But until he will tell us that he's stopping to punish us, so then he says we're not permitted to run away from the punishment. This is also very difficult. Al Pi Pashtus, this is against Hashkafas HaTer. Even though Minchas Alaza said, the Pashtus is, we assume this is against Hashkafas HaTer. We assume that whenever a person, Rahman al-Afan, gets sick, so it's also a punishment from heaven. Nevertheless, the Chumash says, Yirapeh, Yirapeh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives people the right, the Kodesh Pshat gives the doctors the right to heal the sick, and it gives the people the right to heal themselves. So the question is, why? But if God is punishing us, so what right do we have to avoid His punishment? That's what the Christian theologians think, that you're not permitted to, some of them think you're not permitted to cure yourself, because it's a punishment from heaven, you're not allowed to avoid it. But the Halacha says not so. Or, for example, I remember around 10 years ago they had written up in the newspapers that they had asked a serious shaila of the Pope at that time whether women are permitted to take painkillers at the time of giving birth to babies. Because it says in the Chumash, the Etzev tell the Bonin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cursed all the women at the time of the Chet of the Etz Hadas, that they should have tzar, they should have pain at the time of giving birth. So how is one permitted to take painkillers? We're avoiding the punishment that God gave to them. So in the halachic literature, in the Shailos HaTshuvos, we have millions of Svam Shailos HaTshuvos. I don't think that Shaila appears. That's stupid Shaila. That's not one of the answers out there. That's not, we have a list of the Tarabis, we have Dinim and Shulchanot. That's not a din that we have to stand and suffer the punishment. If the Rebbeinu Shalom wants to punish us and we have a way of running away, isn't the heck? Run away. What din you have to suffer punishment? It's very difficult. It's very difficult to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is punishing the Jewish nation to stay in the Golos, and therefore, even if you can run away from the punishment, you're not allowed. It's very, very strict. And then to say, you have to wait till the Baruch Hu says that the punishment is over. If you have access to go to Eretz Yisrael, so the punishment is over. You have to wait till the Baruch Hu announces the punishment is over. It's over. It's very palatable. It's interesting, we have a din in Parshas Mishpatim, there's a din that an Eved Ivri, who is 6 years Arab, and he's Yotze B'Sheresh, he can go free. So if he says, L'hafti es Adonis ishtim et vana lo yetze l'chavshi, he wants to stay as an Eved. So the Torah says that the Yodim should make a hole in his ear, he does Ritziyah, and he stays Avod of the Yodim. He remains an Eved until Yodim. So Rashi quotes from the Gemara in Kiddushin, why do you make a hole in the ear of the Eved? So he quotes the two pshat and quotes two versions of the Medrash. One Medrash says, Oysen shesham al hasina, the ear that heard lo signoi, and he went ahead and he stole, so we punish him and make a hole in his ear. And the other version of the Medrash is, Oysen shesham al hasina, ki libin en yisrael avodim, lo avodim lavodim, you're not supposed to want to be an Eved, and this fellow wants to remain an Eved, so we punish him and we make a hole in his ear. So the Mefarshim explain, what are the two versions? Rashi's quoting, there's a machlekes in the Gemara, where there's only an Eved shemachruhu bez, and only an Eved who is sold because of Gneiva gets a din of Ritziyah, that's how we pass, or even an Eved who is a Meicher Atzmo. A person sold himself as an Eved Ivri. He didn't violate any Gneiva, he wasn't sold by Dezer. He sold himself and he wants to stay on after the 6 years are up. But there's one opinion in the Gemara that even in that case he also met the hole in his ear. So one version that Rashi quotes in Medrash, Ozer Shoshamal Hastinai Loi Signoi, the hole's ever gone up, that's according to Halacha, that you only do the Mitzir for the Eved, who is a Machul Bezin because of Geneva. And the other version that the Medrash has two different Midrashim, the Gemara and the Midrashim. The other version that says, Ozer Shoshamal Hastinai, can live in Yisrael Avarim, Avarim Avarim, he wants to be an Eved, that's according to the other Madam in the Gemara, that according to Rabbi Lezer, that even a Moichar Atzmo, also gets Ritzin. So they quote the Kasha and Eber B'shul Diskin, according to the way we assume La Halacha, that only the Eved who is Machul Bezdin gets Ritzin. Why? Because also Shoshama HaSinai Lo Stignoi. So they quote the famous Kasha, so why do you do the Ritzin after the 6 years are up? If he stole, so he should make a hole in his ear right away. Why do you have to wait till the 6 years are up? So he gives the following explanation, Al-Derech HaPshat. He says, if the fellow stole and he doesn't have any money to pay back the Geneva. So the Torah says, you sell him as an Eved, for 6 years, and that'll be his onesh. That's quite a suffering, that's quite a punishment, that he has to remain an Eved for 6 years. Okay? Comes the end of the 6 years, so his punishment is up. And then he says, no, I enjoy this punishment. I want to stay an Eved for longer. So then the Torah says, well, obviously he didn't take it as a punishment. Then we have to give him a different punishment, because of the Avera that he did, the Lo Signa that he violated 6.5 years ago, and the police finally caught him. So we thought that we were punishing him in the last 6 years, but he enjoys it. He doesn't want to go free, so you have to give him a different punishment. Rachmana l'tzlan, that's what happened in the Golot. The Rebbeinu Shlomo was punishing Bnei Yisrael. And then he didn't tell us that it's up. But obviously, 6 years are up, so you know on your own that it's up. So if we see, we have access to go back to Eretz Yisrael. If you can go back, so you can go back. And the people enjoy it, Mechutzlan. They say, we love it, I love it over here. So the Rebbeinu Shlomo, Rachmana l'tzlan, has to give another punishment. Has to give another punishment. The first punishment wasn't taken as a punishment. Rachmana l'tzlan, it shouldn't happen. Right. This is discussed at length by the Avnei Nezer. He explains why Yirmiyahu said it, what the pshat is, and why it doesn't apply. So 2 months ago, I gave a shiur about this. I explained that to Avnei Nezer at length. That's why I didn't want to repeat it tonight, because many of the people attended the other shiur. Take a look in Yerodei Chelik Beis, in Avnei Nezer, it's in the Tochen and Dala. He has a fascinating, very long shiur. He quotes a lot of psukim, a lot of amor, and has a very good shiur. In fact, there is an interesting Gemara in Megillah Daf Chavtes that many are familiar with. The Gemara says that Paul Malkum Shagola Yisrael Golos to Shechina Yimohem. That whenever the Jews went into Golos and all the countries, the Shechina went along with us. Shechina beGolus. What is the idea behind this Gemara? So many of the Mefarshim explain based on the Gemara in Malkum that the Golos is a punishment for Bnei Yisrael, just like Golos is a punishment for one who kills Bishogeg. But the Chumash tells us when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to punish the horrid Bishogeg, it's not a punishment, lahashpin, laharv, liyabi, you send him into Golos and you lock him up there in a dungeon, you let him suffer there, you only give him bread and water, he should just lose weight and he should just barely survive. No, it says in the Chumash, you send the person into Golos, v'chai shama, and he should live there. So the Gemara comments on v'chai shama, you have to make sure that it's comfortable. When you send the person into Golos, we kill him a shaykh, he should enjoy himself in Golos, he shouldn't suffer too much. So the Gemara has a din, the Talmud Shagola, maglin rabba yimoy, that if a person had to run away to Golos because he killed Bishogeg, and he used to learn by a certain Rebbe, and now he's going to sit in Golos, and the Rebbe is going to sit wherever the yeshiva is, so he won't have any shiurim to listen to. So we require that he should establish a yeshiva there in Golos, that the person should enjoy life, because it says v'chai shama, he should enjoy life there. So the Mefarshim say on the Gemara Megillah, this is why the Gemara tells us that Kol Malchus Shagola Yisrael, Golos Hashchina Imam, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends Bnei Yisrael to Golos, it's the same kind of Golos that he tells us in the Chumash, V'chai Shoma. It's a punishment, but not L'hashpin L'harv L'yabim. So a Talmud Shagola, Magla and the Rabbi Ima, so the Rebbe Shalom is the Rebbe, so he comes along with us. But how long does the Rebbe have to stay in Golos? How long does the person have to stay in Golos? Till the Kohen Gadol dies. After the Kohen Gadol dies, the person can go back. So we don't require, let's say the person stayed in Golos and the Kohen Gadol dies 5 years later, 10 years later, whatever. Then the Rebbe can go back. The Rebbe not mukhif to stay in Golos because the Talmud loves it. Talmud loves it there in Golos. He wants to stay there. He doesn't want to go back to his normal home. There are regular people living in Arei Miklat also. So Arei Miklat are not just inhabited by the people who killed the Shogeg. You have regular citizens there. What if this person who killed the Shogeg enjoys it very much? He wants to stay there. So we don't require of the Rebbe that he should stay there the Yolam Voy. Once the zman of the punishment is up, so the Rebbe can go away, the halacha of the Chai Sham is only, full zman that the halacha requires that the goyler should stay there. So here also, the Shechinah to be galusa, according to the Mefarshim, the Shechinah will only be helping us out in the Golos as long as we are required to be in the Golis, if the Einish is up and the Rebbe Shalom gives us the opportunity to go back to Eretz Yisrael, Rahman al-Litlan, he's not going to hang around. The Rebbe Shalom is not going to hang around. It's like the Rebbe does not have to hang around after this man, after the Kohen Gadol dies. The Rebbe is going to go back to his regular place. The Shekhinah is going to go back also. We'll be left without any Shekhinah helping us. We'll be left without any Siyat al-Ishmael, Rahman al-Litlan. It's difficult to say, like the Mincha Salaz says, we're not permitted to go back to Eretz because it's a punishment. And until the Rebbe Shalom tells us the punishment, so what do you mean until he tells us? If you have the opportunity to go back, so the punishment is up. And even if you wouldn't, even if one might think that the punishment is still going on, where does it say Aloha that you're not permitted to run away from the punishment? Till late one. So the question is, if this is really the din, and everybody agrees to this, either Menatera or the Rabbonim, it's Aloha Lamaita, that's the din in the Shulchan Aruch. So how come the Pesukim, how come throughout all the generations, we find all the tzaddikim and all the gedolim, nobody ever went to Eretz Yisrael. Not nobody ever went. So many gedolim didn't go to Eretz Yisrael. That's the problem. Shlomo Pluger in his tshuva, that the Mincha Salozer quotes, raises this question. He asks, how come the Rishina didn't go to Eretz Yisrael? How did you have to put on the Rishina? So Mincha Salozer explains that historically speaking, that's not a kash, because the Rishina was imprisoned by the goyim, and he didn't have the opportunity to go to Eretz Yisrael. The kash on the other gedolei hasidus. The Avnei Nezer who talks about this kash, yes, he doesn't pick on the Rishina, he just says, how come the gedolei hasidus? He didn't hope in the Mishnah. So he doesn't ask how come the gedolim don't go. He says, how come the gedolei hasidus didn't go to Eretz Yisrael? That's the kash. So the classical poskim all give the same answer. The Mincha Salaza doesn't like the answer, but that's the answer that all the poskim give. Rabbi Shlomo Pluger, who's tshuva, the Mincha Salaza quotes, says this answer, the Avnei Nezer says this answer, the Pesach tshuva says this answer, the Avnei Nezer. So now, hey, this is the classical answer. The poskim say that even if they would go to Eretz Yisrael, but if they wouldn't be earning a living in Eretz Yisrael, if they'd be living off of the money sent to them from Chutz La'aretz, they wouldn't be fulfilling the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. When we speak of the mitzvah of the Yishavtem Bo, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, what does that mean, Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael? It means if the person earns a livelihood in Eretz Yisrael, but if he doesn't earn a living, it's not called the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So the Mincha Salozer gets all angry about this. How can it be Dvorim B'Tayim? He quotes the Avnei Nezer, says that, he says it's Dvorim B'Tayim. He doesn't quote up Shlomo Pluger, also says it, he supports and the Pesukei Teshuvah and all the Pesukim. He's picking on the Avnei Nezer and his whole Shuvah. He says, how can that be? It's not true. How does he know it's not true? Throughout all the generations, the Jews in Europe would always support the Kupas Rav Meir Balanes. They used to send stock at Eretz Yisrael. They used to send stock to Anim who didn't earn a living in Eretz Yisrael. And they only lived off of the money that was sent from Kutzlar. So the question is, Mincha Salaza says, but if those people living in Eretz Yisrael off of that stock are not fulfilling the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, so why do we have a mitzvah to give them stock? The Raya that Avnei Nezer is wrong. So the Pashto says that it's not a kasha. But there's still poor people. There's still a mitzvah of stoker. And the Shulchan Aruch says, based on the Gemara, that if you have millions and billions of dollars, so you give stoker to everybody. If you don't have enough to give to everybody, so you have dinei kedima. So you have to give first lani a year chokoyim, lani a year acheres. And then you give to ani a year acheres. So the Shulchan Aruch says, ani a year it's Yisrael, have the din of ani a year chok. As Alpidin, we are all considered as Alpidin, we are all considered as if we are citizens of Eretz Yisrael. So it's not because we have to support the Aniyim in Eretz Yisrael because we are partially fulfilling the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael by supporting them. No, it's not true. It's a din of giving tzedakah. Aniyim Yerucha Kodmah, Aniyim Yerachas, Aniyim Eretz Yisrael, a din of Aniyim Yerucha. What kind of a kasha is that? This is what all the classical poskim say, that if a person goes to Eretz Yisrael and doesn't earn a living, he's not fulfilling the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. It's interesting, Rabbi Yosef Engel in his commentary at the end of Ksubas in the Galyoni HaShas quotes Shamaika B'Shem Godel Echor, he doesn't quote whom, but he's the Avnei Nezer's Tshuva, that if one lives in Eretz Yisrael and doesn't earn a living, so that's not called Yishuv Haaretz, and he gives a Ktzas Smach L'Dovah. And we have a din when you write a get, so you write the city in which the get is given, and then the practice is, that's how you see from the Gemara, from the Shulchan Aruch, that you have to write, Masa D'Yasva, the city is located near such and such a river, or near the ocean, on Cape Yamav, on Har Hudson, New York, you're right, it's near the Hudson River and near the Atlantic Ocean. So the Pot can say Lalocha, he quotes it from the Chulis of Radach, and it's quoted Lalocha and Ebenezer. You only write down Mosad the Yasra, the city is located near such a river, if it's Mistapkim mi Meha Nohar, if they use the water of that river for drinking or for washing their clothes or for the animals or something. But if it's not located near that river and they don't use that river at all to live on, that's not called Masa D'Yasa. Masa D'Yasa means that the city lives off of that river. So he says the same thing, the Yishavtem Bo, the word Yasva is Yeshiva. Yeshiva means to live off of Eretz Yisrael. If you do avodas hakarka, or if you contribute to the economy of Eretz Yisrael, you make a living in Eretz Yisrael. You just happen to be located in Eretz Yisrael. My body physically is located in Eretz Yisrael, and I have all my investments in America, and I don't contribute at all to the economy. Today, even if you just live bodily in Eretz Yisrael, you're still contributing to the economy because you're buying food there. You're paying rent, you're doing something in Eretz Yisrael. But years ago they were discussing that everything in Eretz Yisrael belonged to the Arabs. So if someone would move to Eretz Yisrael and live off of money that was sent from Chutz Lars, he wouldn't be contributing at all to Yishuv Horetz. So the person said, well, that's not called Yishuv Horetz. In fact, Rav Shlomo Kluger in his Tshuva says, in Ha'alach L'Chol Shlomo, he said that if a person is an Ani in Chutz Lars and he plans to move to Eretz Yisrael to live there off of Tzedakah, he says it's an Issa HaSogas Gul. Because they only have so much money that they send from Chutz Lars to Eretz Yisrael, and they divide up the chalukah. So it's going to be another Roni. Everybody's going to get less money. So he says, if you plan to move to Eretz Yisrael and not earn a living and live off of charity there, so it's an Issa HaSagas Gvul, because you won't fulfill the mitzvah anywhere of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. No, boss, you'll be living off of Tzedakah. So then he says, you're not permitted to go. No, but in their days there was no Yishuv Haaretz at all. There were people living in Eretz Yisrael, but they didn't do anything to help the economy. They were just living among the Arabs. There was no Yiddish Yishuv at all.
One time it says that pasuk only refers to a situation as they mention with Sanu Shambach. But when the Jewish people are really open with Sanu Shambach, then they should sit on all day long. The other time it says no, that even if they're open with Sanu Shambach, there's nothing wrong with doing Yosik and Parnas. So the Tam Sefer has a comment. He says, when is this a machleki satanah? Only when you live in Eretz Yisrael. But then the Torah tells us, yasaf to begon echo, you should work for a living. Why? Because doing agricultural work in Eretz Yisrael, or building up the economy, doing something functional in Eretz Yisrael, is one of the Taryag mitzvahs, one of the mitzvahs in the Torah. When you have the din, let's say a person is a big master and he wants to learn all day long. So putting on tefillin and davening interferes with his learning. Bittul Torah. He doesn't want to pravah seder. He doesn't want to do all the mitzvahs. He doesn't want to sit and sit. He doesn't want to shake the lulav. It interferes with his Torah. He just wants to sit and learn all day. So the Gemara says nothing doing that. The person is obligated to be mevatel from Torah in order to do the mitzvah. Let's say there's another mitzvah. Let's say there's a levaya. Let's say the chasana. Let's say some kind of a function, a rally or something. And they have other people going. So that's also a mitzvah to go. So do I have to go? What do you say? No, I'm busy learning Torah. So the Gemara says in my cutting, the first paragraph depends. If it's a mitzvah, I have to lecture myself. I have to sit and sit in my job. I have to daven, I have to do all the mitzvahs myself. So it's a mitzvah, she'i akshalasa la de'a chayim, then you're obligated to be mevatel from Torah, and to go to the other mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah, like going to a rally, I'm going to a wedding, whatever, they have enough people without me. If they have enough people without me, the Gemara tells you when is it considered enough people or when not. They're flowing in the Gemara. So if they have enough people without me taking care of this mitzvah, so then the Gemara says that you shouldn't be mevatel from learning Torah, you should let the other people take care of the mitzvah. The mitzvah, she'i akshalasa la hiskayim, ayi de'a chayim. Some say to claim that this machlokes in the Gemara and brachas that lamed hey, that a person is permitted to be mevatel from learning Torah in order to make a living or not, is only if the person lives in Eretz Yisrael, that if he makes the living, he does avodas hakarka, he does, or he's working to improve the economy or whatever he's doing, chemistry, physics, whatever he's doing something, he's accomplishing something in Eretz Yisrael, because that per se is a mitzvah. The one time it says, what do you mean you want to sit and learn? You're not allowed to sit and learn if you have to do a mitzvah of tefillin, if you have to do a mitzvah of shayfa, if you have to do a mitzvah of davening and saying Krishna. So you're not permitted to learn at the expense of losing the mitzvah of working on improving the yishuv haaretz. And the other time it says, no, that this mitzvah, you should hore it, to doing agricultural work and so on, it's not a chavis haguf that you particularly have to do personally. It's a mitzvah, actually, it's kind of like, let other people do the mitzvah. But since they're taking care of it sufficiently, time for me to learn. But he says that the person who lives in Chutz-Loretz, here there's no mitzvah to improve the economy, here there's no mitzvah to work on Avodas HaKarka. He says in Chutz-Loretz, there's certainly no habit to work on Parnassus. Everybody has to sit and learn. That's what that some flavor says. Usually, everybody quotes this in the name of Rav Kook. In order to try to work on the farms is a mitzvah, Yishuvar. So it's not Rav Kook. It's a some sefer, but way before Rav Kook. Some sefer says that's Pshat Gemara. It says the only time there's a Machlokes HaTanaim is in Eretz Yisrael, where Avodas HaKarka, or working to improve the economy, is one of the mitzvahs to the Torah. Then there's a Machlokes HaTanaim. How does this compare with Talmud Torah? So if you have it, so the question was again, how come throughout all the generations there were so many Gdolim and Tzadikim and Hasidim and Prushim, Doshim, who never bothered to go to Eretz Yisrael? So in many generations, the explanation was given that since these people, even if they would go to Eretz Yisrael, wouldn't be earning a living, so then they wouldn't be fulfilling the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, so that's why they didn't go. The question is, however, if you had, in other times, there were people who could have gone to Eretz Yisrael and they would have been able to make a living, they could have gotten a job, they would have been able to do something fruitful there. So why didn't these people also go to Eretz Yisrael? So Shlomo Kluger writes in his Truvim, in the Aleph Lecha Shlomo, he's bothered with the visionary. Why the visionary Rebbe didn't go to Eretz Yisrael? He claims that if you have a great tzaddik to live in Chutz La'aretz and he's accomplishing a lot in Chutz La'aretz, he's not obligated to move to Eretz Yisrael. What kind of a heter is this? What kind of a vart is this? In yeshivas, it's usually assumed that the pshat runs as follows. What is the nature of this mitzvah of the yeshavtem bo? We should live in Eretz Yisrael. So the Medrash tells us that in the Sefer, Eim Abarim Smeche quotes this Medrash. Eim Abarim Smeche is a Sefer about living in Eretz Yisrael. It's a very fascinating Sefer. Several Rabbanim that I know personally read this Sefer and were convinced to move to Eretz Yisrael just by reading that Sefer. They live in Eretz Yisrael now very happily. Very famous quotes is by one of the Hungarian Gedolim who was killed by the Nazis, and he quotes all the Midrashim and all the Makaris and the Gemara and Poskim and God living in Eretz Yisrael. Very beautiful Sefer, beautiful style he grew up. So the Sefer Eim Abarim Smeche quotes a Medrash that says that the Jewish nation is called Am Hashem. We are the nation of Hashem. And Eretz Yisrael is the land of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eretz Hashem, Hashem Lekech Bo Mireishu Sashem Radach Rishon. So the Medrash says that since we are the nation of Hashem, and Eretz Yisrael is the land that's miyuchas to Hashem, so the Mokom of Bnei Yisrael is an Eretz Yisrael. That's our Mokom. So that's why the post can explain what happens if for one particular person happens that it's not his Mokom. The Gemara tells us, let's say, a person has a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, but he can't find the shidduch there. He can find the shidduch if he goes, I can find another girl, no, but he's in love with that girl. And that girl doesn't want to move to Eretz Yisrael. Then the Gemara says, if the person goes to Chutz La'aretz for the sake of Lilma Teira, or Lisa Isha, then we allow him. He's not obligated to go to Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because Eretz Yisrael is not his Mokom. What do you want him to live without a happy marriage? You want him to live without learning Teira. If it's the person who enjoys learning Teira, and even though there's so many yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, he only enjoys this Rebbe Shiurim, and this Rebbe gives the Shiurim in Lakewood, or whatever, somewhere in America. He wants Dafke to learn Chutz La'aretz by a certain Rebbe. So even though they're Rabbein in Eretz Yisrael, so then the Gemara says, if he feels that he will not have a normal life unless he goes to Chutz La'aretz, Eretz Yisrael is not his mother, so he's not free to go. So that's what many folks can say, like what Shlomo Kluger, if you have a great tzaddik in Adam Gadol, who has a tremendous hashpoah on the people of Chutz La'aretz, so his mokum is in Chutz La'aretz. You can't require of him, you can't say that he's obligated to go to Eretz Yisrael. His mokum is where he is in Chutz La'aretz, and if he'll go to Eretz Yisrael, it won't be his mokum. And the whole mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael is that normally speaking, under normal conditions, Eretz Yisrael is the mokum for the Jewish nation, because we are Am Hashem, and Eretz Yisrael is the country of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They tell of the Chofetz Chaim, and of the Chaim Eisen, and of the Nesiv, and of many other them, that they were very eager, they wanted very much to move to Eretz Yisrael. And the other Rabbanim convinced them that they shouldn't, that they should stay where they were, until close, because the generation needed them. This week's Sefer is Parshas Truma. The Ramban HaChumash tells us that Sefer Shmos is called the Sefer HaGolos VaHaGeulah. It tells about the way the Jewish nation went into Golos and the way they had the Geulah. So Shmos begins, Chumash Shmos begins with the Golos, and then it ends with the Geulah. How does it end with the Geulah? Kumishmos ends, and the Jewish people have not yet entered Eretz Yisrael, for Sefer Yeshua. So the Ramban has the famous comment that when the Jewish people erected the Mishkan, when they constructed the Mishkan, and they had a Kushas Makom, this already constitutes a Haskolas HaGula. This is really a Gula. Why? Because when you have a Beis HaKnesset, when you have a Beis HaMidrash, when you have a Beis HaMidrash, that's considered like a Chelek of Eretz Yisrael. Like the Gemara tells us in Brachas, that when they told Rabbi Yechanan, they tell the old people who are living in Chutzlot, so he's very surprised, how could it be? The Pasuk says, "Man yivri mech nevi nechem avu adoma." And Eretz Yisrael, you have an Arichas Yomim. Chutzlot, how can I have an Arichas Yomim? So when they told Rabbi Yechanan that the people have brought the Kinesis and brought the Midrashas, that they attend, that they frequent the Chutzlot, so then he understood why they have an Arichas Yomim. So the Marsha and many other Mephoshim say on that Gemara, what's the connection? If he thought that there's only Rabbi Yechanan, thought there's only Arichas Yomim in Eretz Yisrael because of the Pasuk of Kriyas Shma, "Man yivri mech avu adoma." So why was he satisfied when he heard that the Rabbati Kinesis about the Midrashis? The Marsha and the other Mephoshim say that the Gemara tells us in the Eden Megillah that lost the love, I see about the Kinesis about the Midrashis of the Chutz La'aretz and the Hayokir, all of the shuls and the yeshivas from Chutz La'aretz will be removed there to Israel. Therefore, the Mephoshim say all the shuls and the yeshivas from Chutz La'aretz are sort of a chelik of Eretz Israel, the Hemshech of Kedusha Sa'aretz and Chutz La'aretz. That's what the Ramban says also on this big Sedra, that when Bnei Yisrael built the Mishkan, that's already considered the Gula, but that's only considered the Mitzvah Gula. So we have the satisfaction of being tonight in a shul, part of a shul. We have the satisfaction of davening in shuls every day. Many of us are zeichet to learn in yeshivas, to frequent yeshivas. But this is only a Mitzvah Gula. The real Gula is to really to go to Eretz Yisrael. The Yeratzon of Yisrael b'zeichet before Mashiach Tzid came upon us. Mashiach Tzid comes too. Yisrael b'zeichet before Mashiach Tzid came upon us to live in Eretz Yisrael b'shal.
To populate and to settle the areas which had then been liberated, and in 1968 Rav Moshe Levinger Shlita led a group of 10 families to Hebron, to Ir HaAvot, and the rest is history, or should I say destiny. They were expected to stay for a week. The government said these Mishagoyim can't stay very long, no running water, nothing. We'll stay for a week, we'll stay for 2 weeks. Stood for about 2 years. And finally, Kiryat Arba was built, and today, Hashdam, we have Ken Yirbu, 160 Yishuvim, Yehuda v'Shomron, Tevel Azar. The necessity to turn or direction to Yahadut HaGola, to concentrate now on populating Eretz Yisrael, has brought Rav Levinger to us this evening, brought Rav Levinger to the States for approximately 3 or 4 weeks, touring the country. And we are privileged to have Rav Moshe Levinger Shlita here with us this evening.
Excuse me for my not well English, but my friends here that have now Baruch Hashem 10 Shlichim here in the state told me that it will be better if I will speak in English and excuse me for my mistakes. Brother Shechter and Rav Rabotai. I want to speak about the central of Eretz Israel in the belief of the Jewish people. And now in our generation. Our big Posek Rambam says in Hilchot Beit Abchira, Perek Beit, המקום שבו בנה שלמה המלך את המזבח, שם אברהם אבינו עקד את יצחק, ושם בנה נוח כשיצא מן התיבה, ושם הקריבו קין והבל, ושם הקריב אדם הראשון קורבן כשנברא, ואדם ממקום כפרתו נברא. It means that in the same place of בית המקדש in ירושלים, in the same place was before the place that Abraham brought Yitzchak as a sacrifice, and Noah brought sacrifice when he went out from the Teva, and Cain and Hevel brought sacrifice, and Adam HaRishon brought the sacrifice. It means that since the beginning of the world, Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim were the middle point, the main point, the central of the world. Adam, he hikriv sham korban, the first man lived there and brought there the sacrifice to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And because since the beginning of the world was there the main place, therefore all the generations, all the Jewish history, we knew, we remembered that this place is, as it is written in the Torah, Haaretz, the land, our country, and all other places in the world are Chutz La'aretz. What is this, are these meaning, the meaning of these two words, Chutz La'aretz? It is out of our country. It is written, apostate in Sefer Mishlei, עד לא עשה ארץ וחוצות. And Chazal are saying over this pasuk, ארץ וארץ ישראל, חוצות is חוץ לארץ. It means that the whole world are suburbs, are fields of ארץ ישראל. The big America, the whole, all the countries of Europe, all the countries of Africa, we can think that they are big, that they are the middle of the world. But the opinion of the Jewish world about all the generations about Haaretz and Chutzlar. In all these important shuvahs that we heard before, the wonderful lecture of, wonderful shiur of Rav Shechter, in all these tshuvos is not written about the congregation in Warsaw, the congregation in Vilna, about the congregation in Berlin, about the congregation in London. Always are only these two words, Haaretz and Chutzlar. It means that we knew that the country, our country, is Eretz Yisrael. And all other places are as suburbs, as streets, outside Eretz Yisrael. It is written in the Mishnah, Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav of Kelim, is written, Eretz Yisrael mekudeshet Mikol Aratzot is more holy than all other countries. The first meaning is that it is more holy, higher, more important than other countries. But my Rav, Rav Tzvi Yehuda Kook, said that there is also another explanation. Mem Hame'al u'mem Hamito. All the people will know, all the nations will know that Eretz Israel is more holy than the whole earth. It will come the period. In Mashiach time, in Mashiach period, it will come. But we are in the way. We are in the direction to this big period that the whole world will know that the most important place is Eretz Yisrael. Haaretz, the country and all other places are near this place. What is the meaning of Kedushat Eretz Yisrael? The first meaning of Kedushat Eretz Yisrael is that God himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo, love Eretz Yisrael. And so is written in the Pasuk in Sefer Tehillim, Ki Vachar Hashem Betzion Ivalo Moshavlo. Zot Menuchatia De'at Ko Eshev Ki Vitia. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that there is a place that there is his chair. There is bringing his Shechina, his Kedusha. Other places were also created by Kadosh Baruch Hu. But in this place of Eretz Yisrael is the Shechina, is the Kedusha. The first Zionist is Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ki vachar Hashem b'tzion, iva v'moshav. The second point, the second meaning of Eretz, of the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, is that because there is God, therefore we can come more to live with God. To live with his prophecy. Navi, Navo Asharecha, to come to God, to live with God, to live near God. Achat Shalti met Hashem Otava Kesh, Shifti Bebet Hashem Kolene Chayat, said David HaMelech with his Ruach HaKodesh. To come to God, to be at his house, to be in the place that he said that there is the Shechina, Navo Asharecha. And therefore, Chazal are saying that the Nevuah can be only in Eretz Yisrael, and a prophet that wants to be a Navi has to begin it in Eretz Yisrael. And Yechezkel Anovi, that was a prophetic novel, is written in Chazal, Hayo Ayah Dvar Hashem El Yechezkel, Hayo Bebavel, Mitnei Shaya Kodem Eretz Yisrael. The beginning of living with God is in Eretz Yisrael. Navo Asharech, Navi Milashon Nevuah. Navi is special person, a special person. But it is written in the Mishnah, Moshe kibel Torah mi Sinai, mistara li Yoshua, ויהושע לנביאים, ונביאים מסרו על אנשי כנסת הגדולה. אחרי נביאים, ויהיו חכמים, ויהיו חז"ל, ויהיו תלמידי חכמים בכל דור ודור. ראה הקדוש ברוך הוא שצדיקים ועתים עמד ושתלם בכל דור ודור. וזה בלס אוף גוד. He brought to every generation tzaddikim, talmidei chachamim, and also to the diaspora. Gam lagalut, b'chol tzaratam lo tzar. Hanash Baruch Hu is also very sorry with the Jews in the galut, and therefore he brought them talmidei chachamim, and batei knesiyot, and batei midrashot, mikdash ma'at, little kedushah. The biggest coming to God is by the Navi, as it is written in the Sefer HaKuzari. But afterwards, after Nevi'im, as it is written in the Mishnah, are the Chachamim, Anshei HaTorah. And it is written in, over the Pasuk, Uzhav Haaretz Hayito, Melamed She'ein Torah Ketorat Eretz Yisrael. There are two sorts of Torah. One sort is Torah Chutz La'aretz, and another sort is Torah Eretz Yisrael. What is the difference between Torah Eretz Yisrael and Torah Chutz La'aretz? If we know that the Shekhinah is in Eretz Yisrael, the place of God is in Eretz Yisrael. And Ruach HaKodesh and the prophecy is in Eretz Yisrael. Afterwards, every Tamid Chochem, every Shiur that we have in Eretz Yisrael, we have it before our big robe in Eretz Yisrael. And our big robe is sitting in Eretz Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu. So you can learn the same sugya in Ketubos, in Kiddushin, the same pasuk, to have a shiur in Eretz Yisrael, or to have in the States, or in before some period in Bovet, in Sfarad, in Poland, in Germany, but it is another Torah, because the same sugya has more kedusha in Eretz Yisrael. This is what is written in the Gemara, Uzhav Haaretz Hayito, Melamed She'ein Torah Ketorat Eretz Yisrael. The same as we spoke before, that Nevuah must be in Eretz Yisrael, Torah is also, it is not such high step, it is also in Chutz La'aretz, but it is another Torah. Therefore, it is written in the Gemara, Talmidei Chachamim Sheb'Eretz Yisrael Nikraim Noah, in Gemara Sanhedrin. What is the meaning of Noah? If the children are sitting, the whole family, B'Lev Shabbat, Friday evening, and there is a wonderful atmosphere because they see the father and the mother and the candles of Shabbat. So there is only good spirit, simcha. They are singing. In Eretz Yisrael, all the Torah is with simcha. Therefore, the Chutz La'aretz, we cannot say Birkat Kohanim only in Yontef, in the big simcha of Yontef. In Eretz Yisrael, we are saying it every day. What is the difference? It is written in Shulchan Aruch, Achshav She'arva Kol Simcha, that we are not near God in Eretz Yisrael, and in Eretz Yisrael is simcha, because we are sitting before God. We are not enough simcha, enough joy, enough happiness to bless that the Kohanim can bless the whole congregation. Arva kol simcha. And also, when we have a trouble in Eretz Yisrael, for example, if we receive a new child in here, in the diaspora, we say two brokers. Asher kitshanu mitzvotav v'tzivanu al hamila, and the second broker, v'achnitzu l'vritos shel Avraham Avinu. But in Eretz Yisrael, we have third broker, she'echayanu. And it is written in the poskim, what is the difference? Because in Eretz Yisrael, also if there is a private trouble, but the public, Am Yisrael et Simcha, and therefore, although the child has pain, we have Simcha, and the father can say Shechayanu, but in Chutz La'aretz he cannot say Shechayanu. This is Torah of Eretz Yisrael. Ein Torah to Torah Eretz Yisrael. The same sugi, but with another spirit. And Talmidei Chachamim Shel Eretz Yisrael are sitting before God, therefore all is full with Simcha. Another Torah, a higher Torah in Eretz Yisrael. After Torah, we are coming also to a very important point, to the point of Mishpat, law, to the point of the court case. Mishpatim are the continuation of Torah. It is written in the beginning of Parshat Mishpatim that we read last week, Ve'eila Mishpatim, Ve'eila Mosif al Harishonim. Ma Rishonim Misinai, Af Eile Misinai. Mishpatim are holy. And there are two reasons why Mishpatim are holy. It is written in the Midrash in the beginning of Parshat Mishpatim. Mashal, it is written so. Before Matan Torah is Mishpat, the Parsha of Yitro, his suggestion to have Sarei Alafim, Sarei Meot, Sarei Chamishim, Sarei Asarot. And after Matan Torah is Ve'ela Mishpatim. The Torah is between Mishpat, before Mishpat and afterwards Mishpat. And therefore, says the Midrash, Mashal Lematronita, Sheshipulea mikan umikan, as a king that has two sides. He is in the middle, and there are two sides, right and left. Mashal matronita shavadea mikan umikan, hazayin mikan, hazayin mikan. It means the security, kleizayin, the security from this side and the security from this side. And the Midrash is continued, Davar Acher, it is written also before Matan Torah, Sham Tzam Lo Chok U'Mishpat, in Parshat Beshalach, and after Matan Torah, Parshat Mishpotim. A different, in the third opinion in the Midrash, Parshat Yitro, Parshat Sarei Alafim, Sarei Meot, and then Parshat Mishpatim. In the other Midrash, is written in the second opinion, Sham Sam Lachok U'Mishpat before Matan Torah and Ve'ela Mishpatim afterwards. What is the difference between these two opinions in the Midrash? The court case, the law, has two meanings. One meaning is to keep the people. But it has a higher meaning, that Kadosh Baruch Hu brought emes, brought truth, brought love into the justice, into the court case. He brought it. There is kedusha in the mishpat. It is not only for security as we are thinking sometimes. It is more. It has kedusha. to be a Mesdik person, it is Kedusha. To make Mishpat Tzedek, it is Kedusha. This is the second opinion. The first opinion in the Midrash is Mashal Matronita as a king that has two sides, Hazayin Mikan, Hazayin Mikan, security before, security afterwards. We have to watch the king, to watch Matan Torah, and therefore with security, Parshat Yitro, Parshat Vatatech, the before and afterwards, Parshat Mishpatim. And the second opinion is higher, always, Davar Acher is higher. We have to understand that the court case, the Mishpat, the law, has Kedusha. And to be a good person, an Emesik person, to learn Hashem Mishpat, is a very important thing. Therefore, Kohen Gadol is entering with Choshen HaMishpat Aligo, with the Mishpat, with the court case over his clothes in Parshat Tzav. And the main place of the Mishpat is Eretz Yisrael. So it's written that the Sanhedrin, we have to begin it, also in Achrit HaYamim, we have to begin it, Al Pi Dat Chachmei Eretz Yisrael. And it is written in Gemara Chovel, that all the court case of Bobel is Shluchim Didam, Shluchim of Eretz Yisrael, continuation of Eretz Yisrael. So there is not only the Kedusha of God, the Kedusha of the prophecy, the Kedusha of Torah, but also the Kedusha of Mishpat is in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, because Eretz Yisrael has such a big Kedusha, it has continuation into the life, into the earth of Eretz Yisrael. It means that not only the Shechina in Eretz Yisrael has more Kedusha, also the houses of Eretz Yisrael has more Kedusha, the trees of Eretz Yisrael has more Kedusha, the flowers of Eretz Yisrael, and also the factories of Eretz Yisrael has more Kedusha. And therefore, when Rav Nachman Mebratzlav came to Eretz Yisrael, he said, we have to understand that the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is not only Bashamay, Bishmeyare, Ela Babatim Vebadirot Mamash. So he says in the beginning in Yafo and then he traveled to Haifa. So he said it the second time. Habatim Vadirot Mamash. Every house in Eretz Yisrael is Kedusha. Every tree in Eretz Yisrael is Kedusha. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu, because of Nevuah, because it is in the Mekom HaTorah, everything in Eretz Yisrael receives Kedusha. Therefore, we have to build Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, we have to have more houses, more yeshuvim in Eretz Yisrael. Once, after Begin came to be the Prime Minister, there was in a little period of Sukkot a decision of the government to build in Shomron, Samaria, 12 new Yishuvim. And because they wanted to do it quickly, they brought caravans, caravans they brought there. And I came from one yeshuv to another yeshuv to say a bless. And I said always, we have to change the name, not to call it caravans. Caravan is in car, in Hebrew is cold. We have not to say caravans. We have to change the name to hamaram. Because Eretz Yisrael has such much Kedusha that every house, as Rav Nachman Bratzlav says, has Kedusha. Therefore, we have to change the name from caravans to hamavans, to know the heart of Kadosh Baruch Hu, the heart of the Shekhinah in every house, in every garden, in every factory in Eretz Yisrael. I heard many times from rabbis, I learned also, I received also smicha in Mea Shorim, in Yerushalayim, and many times I speak there with Rabbonim about Eretz Yisrael and Medinat Yisrael. And I want to come back to the Ramban, which Rav Shechter spoke very much about. The Shana Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvot is so. Shenitztavinu mitzvah dalet, shenitztavinu la'aretzet et ha'aretz asher natan Hashem yitala la'avoteinu, la'Avraham, li'Yitzchak v'li'Yaakov, ve'lo na'azvera v'yad zulateinu min ha'umot. The mitzvah is to conquer Eretz Yisrael, as Rabbi Shechter spoke before, to conquer Eretz Yisrael, Yerusha, to have Eretz Yisrael, ולא נעזבה ביד האומו, not to leave it by going, by Arab, by Turkey, by English, we have to have Eretz Yisrael by the Jewish people. ולא נעזבה ביד זולתנו מן האומו. Therefore, Rav Kook said, what is the meaning of לא נעזבה ביד זולתנו מן האומו? Not to leave Eretz Yisrael by another people, by the English people, by the German people, by the Turkai people. It is, in other words, the same as Medinat Yisrael. What is Medinat Yisrael? The state of Israel, the country of Eretz Yisrael. These two words, Medinat Yisrael, Lo Na'azver, these are the words of Ramban, Lo Na'azver, Beyad Zulateinu Min Ha'umot. It must be by the Jewish people. Jewish people has to have Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, when they are saying to me, this Rabbonim in Mea Shorim, from Tirei Karta, Satva people, say it many times, Eretz Yisrael, yes, it is written, as we spoke before, but Medinat Yisrael is not written. It is Dvorim B'Telim, Dvorim Meshulim, Grunish mit Grunish, they said. So I said, this is your opinion. But Rav Moshe ben Nachman said that Medinat Yisrael is holy. Medinat Yisrael. Ve'lo na'azvea v'yad zulateinu min armo. We have that Eretz Yisrael must belong to us. Where is written in Ramban? Every Ramban is Makor v'Chazal. Where it is written also? If you are thinking in the Gemara, there are two words that is written the same what is written in Ramban. These two words, Eretz Yisrael. What is the meaning of these two words? The country that belongs to the Jewish people. Eretz Yisrael, these are two words, Eretz Yisrael. So if you ask where is the Makor, the source of Divrei HaRamban, these two words. And although we were in the diaspora, and there, as Rabbi Shechter spoke before, 10 very little congregation in Eretz Yisrael, 10 persons, 10 families in Jerusalem, 10 families in Hebron, 10 families in Tzfat. We knew that our country is Eretz Yisrael. Therefore we say to the whole diaspora, Eretz Yisrael. And we knew that all other countries are Chutz La'aretz, suburb of our country. Also there were no Jews, or 10 Jews, or 10 families. We knew that it is our country. And it must be, it will come a period that it will be a Jewish state, Medinat Yisrael. That Medinat Yisrael is the Tzareinu Arab, we have to, sorry, not enough holy, it will come, we have to make it more with Kedusha, more with Torah, but also now it is Medinat Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael. Sometimes there are Zionist boys in Israel from Herut, from Gush Emunim, that they love very much Eretz Yisrael, and they write over the car, Eretz Yisrael, Shayechet Am Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael belongs to the Jewish people. And when I see them, I laugh over them. I say it is shugas, what you are. It is written in the Gemara, Hanei bavlai titshai, de'achle nama b'nama. They are in Bover, the Shugoi, that ate bread with bread. What is it, daisa? Daisa with bread. It is the same, wheat with wheat. The Shugoim are eating bread with bread. I say, what do you write over your car? Eretz Yisrael, Shayech Lam Yisrael. What are these two words, Eretz Yisrael? That this country belongs to the Jewish people. Why you wrote it twice? Why you write it twice? Eretz Yisrael, Shayech Lam Yisrael. You said Eretz Yisrael. Why you write it twice? These are the meaning of these two holy words. Eretz Yisrael. So, as Rabbi Rav Schechter spoke very much, that there was another period, and now we are in another period that we have, in Eretz Yisrael, a Jewish government, a Jewish state, Jewish army, Jewish industry, Jewish factories, Baruch Hashem. I think that our duty and your duty, my duty also, to think in another opinion, aloha lemaisa, about Eretz Yisrael. Not only theory, not only about the theory point. 100 years ago, all these truths that Rabbi Schechter brought before, all these poskim, there was not a yeshiva in itself. A rabbi could not say to the congregation, come to Eretz Yisrael. Where are they will be? These big tzaddikim, as Ramban, as Or HaChaim HaKodesh, as Shla HaKodesh, as Alshech HaKodesh, as Bet Yosef, they knew that Eretz Yisrael is holy, is full with Kedusha, is Mekom HaNevuah, Mekom HaShchina. Therefore they went with Sakone after Sakone, dangerous after dangerous to come to Eretz Yisrael. But simple persons, agricultural persons, industrial persons, could not come to Eretz Yisrael. But now, as Rabbi Schechter said, that we have the mitzvah, and we know that it is Eretz Yisrael, how can we continue the Golus? We have to finish the Golus. It is not so simple, but we have to do it. Although we have a Jewish state, there are some problems in Eretz Yisrael, and there will be many problems if all the congregations of America, all the communities, will decide to come to Eretz Yisrael. It will be not so easy. But we have to do it. And we are. It is a mitzvah. We have to do it. And Eretz Yisrael is the central of the whole world. This is the central, since the beginning, since Adam HaRishon. This is become a Shchina, this is become a Nevuah, this is become a Torah, and Torah throughout Eretz Yisrael. How can we be in the Golus? How can we continue? And sometimes it is a difference between a private person to come as to come with